Did you know we have completely ad-free early access to all of our episodes? Well, we do. Not only that, but we have dozens of bonus episodes waiting for you. Head on over to patreon.com/ghosttownpod, and you can check it out for 7 days absolutely free. That's patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
The Cat That Ruled L.A. I'm Jason Horton.
I'm Rebecca Lieb.
And this is Ghost Town.
Is one of the most unique cities in America, if not the world. Of course, you hear that a lot from us. But mirrored million-dollar high-rises live alongside dilapidated Victorian mansions. Here, movie studios are built along rivers. Urban residents routinely encounter mountain lions, coyotes, and hawks. It is in itself a paradox, one that we love and embrace. And one opposing relationship that LA has really embraced is that of P22, a mountain lion that, up until last week, has lived symbiotically in our backyards, achieving a level of fame only reserved for A-list celebrities. P22 defied almost all of the odds to become one of LA's most beloved and tragic figures. Today we're talking about P22, the puma of Griffith Park. Though it's associated more with bad traffic and expensive real estate, Los Angeles is one of two large metropolitan areas where having big cats existing within its city limits is normal. The other one, probably not surprisingly, is Mumbai. It's part of LA's magic, a testament to how multifaceted the city is, that a smog-ridden anti-cityscape can also contain rare, exotic cats and the habitat and environment to nurture them, even allowing them to thrive. Home base for LA's puma population is the Santa Monica Mountains. If you've been to LA and driven down the Pacific Coast Highway, Highway 1, famously the end of Route 66, you've seen the Santa Monica Mountains, the steep mountain range that overlooks the Pacific Ocean. Along the highway, the Santa Monica Mountains look mostly populated by rich people. But this 50-mile-long tract of mountains north of Los Angeles is actually much craggier and denser than you might expect. Flanking the ocean of Santa Monica all the way to Ventura, these lush mountains are homes to bats, shrews, moles, and of course, mountain lions. Since 2002, researchers have monitored nearly 100 mountain lions in and around the mountain range, gathering detailed information about the animal's ecology and behavior. The monitoring of mountain lions, or pumas, began with the OG himself, P1. P1 was named because he is a puma, P, and the first one to be monitored. Shocking, I know. What scientists do is sedate and trap the lion, put a monitoring collar on them, and let them go. I'm not an ecologist, clearly, but that's kind of it in a nutshell for my research. P1 really did preside over the Santa Monica Mountains, Lion King style, so his nickname soon became King of the Mountains. Protecting and fighting his territory, fathering several kittens, and generally repping the Santa Monica Mountains, P1 lived for about 13 years, a long, full life for a mountain lion, likely dying around 2009. The next most famous mountain lion on the public's radar was P12. P12 didn't follow the rules like P1 through P11. P12 was a rebel. Scientists started monitoring P12 in 2008. In 2009, he shocked researchers by crossing the 101 freeway near Liberty Canyon, something no human would dare to do, and certainly no mountain lion. But it was a good thing, a great thing, for the puma population, because the Santa Monica Mountains, for their vastness, also created an inbreeding and insularity which wasn't good for the puma community. P12, carrying new genetic material from north of the freeway, could make a huge impact, if only he would mate. And boy, did he ever. That mountain lion fucked all kinds of mates all around the 101. As of October 2015, researchers have documented P12 as the proud father to 8 litters of kittens. Though his radio collar no longer works, biologists continue to find evidence that he survives, either via remote camera images or from his offspring. Nice work, P12. P1 was the founding father of LA's puma research, and P12 pushed boundaries, expanding the puma population in a way no researcher thought was possible. But no puma would capture the hearts of Los Angelinos like P22. The son of P1, P22 went even further than any mountain lion had gone before, to Hollywood. P22's first paparazzi appearance, I mean photo capture, happened in early 2012 by a camera trap set up in a Griffith Park connectivity study. At the time of his capture, he was estimated to be about a year and a half old and weighed 90 pounds. In March of 2012, NPS biologists captured and outfitted him with a GPS radio collar. Scientists pieced together that P-22 was born on the eastern portion of the Santa Monica Mountains and somehow slowly made his way into Griffith Park. That meant he likely crossed the two largest, most chaotic Los Angeles freeways, the 405 and the 101, a feat many humans have found impossible or obscenely time-consuming depending on the time of day. And sadly, it's something that other mountain lions have died trying to do. Griffith Park has its own incredible story that I do not have time to get into today, but if you're curious, you can check out our episode on the old LA Zoo, which is inside of Griffith Park. It's a pretty incredible place, and what you need to know is that the park is about 9 square miles and overlooks the iconic Hollywood sign. To learn more about the Hollywood sign, you can check out our other Ghost Town episode about the death of actor Peg Entwistle, who jumped off the sign back in 1932. But I digress. P-22's journey from the Santa Monica Mountains to Griffith Park, a mere 4 miles from the urban area where we record this podcast, is nothing short of incredible. It is a true testament to how there are still so many green spaces here, how so much of the city is still so undeniably wild. But while P-22's journey was impressive, the size of the park is historically 31 times smaller than the usual space a puma has to breed and hunt in the wild. That means that while P-22 had an incredible view of the Hollywood sign and lots of convenient yet overpriced smoothie shops to patronize, prime LA real estate by anyone's standards, likely P-22 would never find another puma to mate with. But what he lacked in love, he made up for in a fame some of us, human or animal, could only dream of. More after the break.
Hi, hello, how are you?
Hello.
How are you doing?
Are you doing well out there?
This is the holiday week.
This is it.
Christmas
what you
week,
got.
Hanukkah week.
It's a big week for many
whatever you're
different
celebrating.
It can be very relaxing. It can be very stressful. Where do you fall on that scale?
If you want to relax, just go to any Target around noon, especially as the week goes on.
Yes.
It'll be just maxing and relaxing.
Yeah, it's like a spa day in hell.
Yeah. Which you think would be cool, but no, it's
no,
not.
No, it's actually like very
a
annoying.
Different kind of hell.
It's really.
Maybe it's in heaven.
No, just don't even. Try getting out of the parking lot. Try that first.
Well, we want to say hello to anyone who's listening and sticking around.
Thank you.
Supporting the show.
Thank you.
Telling everyone they know about it.
Mm-hmm.
I've already told everyone I know. I don't know many people. I'm basically just looking at Rebecca and just telling her every week.
Yeah, and I'm like, I know, I'm here.
Yeah. Then she tells me about it and we're like, oh,
well,
no.
Well, all right. Yeah.
And we can't move on from that.
You know the infinity symbol? It's like that with Ghost Town, just
yeah.
over and over.
But it's like kind of just on the floor.
Yeah, it's like a bad tattoo. It's kind of fading. Yeah. And maybe it's a little infected.
Yeah.
You know,
still it's infected? It's faded and still infected?
It's faded and infected. Can you tell I have tattoos?
You got it in 99 and it's still
right.
infected.
That's right. Now it's just a hazy old 8.
And if you have, if you can, rate and review us wherever you happen to be listening. It mm-hmm. definitely helps let people know what you think, because then mm-hmm. they'll show up in the site and be like, oh, okay, this person gave it a good review.
Yeah, it's a little Christmas gift for us, Jews.
We're saying lie for us, I guess.
Yeah. Please. We're saying please.
Yeah.
Could you?
Lie to us.
Yeah.
And for
to
us.
To us, at us, for us, about us.
I don't want to grow as a person.
Not this way.
We want to say hello to our government.
Mm-hmm.
No shutdowns mm-hmm. this holiday season.
Mm-hmm.
Going strong.
Yeah, yeah. Despite the snow, despite the inconvenience, you guys are ruling justly, fairly, and well.
We got to say a holiday what up to the mayors.
Mm-hmm. We must.
I want to say the home goods. Of the mayors would be Ashley Mattson. Come on.
Hello. I don't know if that's good. Is that an insult? It's a compliment. Home Goods, you like it.
I think there's a lot of wicker and a lot of
like candles and
candles, but also a lot of
driftwood.
Food from, you know, England. A lot of biscuits.
Are you?
That's Home Goods, right?
No, I think you're thinking of, is that more of a... the imports, what's the, not Pier 1 imports,
no.
but.
Maybe I'm getting, I think it's Home Goods.
Okay. I mean, Home Goods has good pans. I'll go. You know what?
Are you thinking of
it.
Bed Bath & Beyond?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Because that's Mayor Charlie Gilbert.
Okay. Hello.
He's the Beyond in
yeah,
that one.
Absolutely Beyond. Beyond bankrupt. You're going to actually save the whole franchise. So congratulations.
and a very well put together Ross Dress for Less. Oh, nothing's yeah. on the floor.
No.
It doesn't look like it was just robbed.
vitamins rolling around, gummy vites.
Are just these gummy vites and a huge pair of jeans. A box of underwear.
Planter shattered.
Jordan almonds. Some loose wires.
Yoga stuff.
Yoga stuff. But parts of it.
Yeah.
It came in together.
Plastic is everywhere. A sock. Dog toys. Not your Dress for Less.
Cat Joselle.
Great.
And our governor.
Absolutely.
Who is living, I don't even know if it's her best life. It might just be a day in the life of her.
Yeah.
But I'm pretty much vicariously living through this person on
Absolutely.
Her Instagram.
Oh my God.
I'm like, what do you do? How do you do it?
Mm-hmm. Take me with you.
Can I be your human chair when you need to
exactly.
sit? How can I?
Exactly. Put your legs up on me.
Yeah.
You know?
I can just be a human ashtray. I don't know if you smoke or not, but if you do, listen.
Even if you don't, just have me around.
Human ashtray.
Yeah.
The whole Westfield mall conglomerate.
It's a fucking nice mall.
It's definitely laundering money left and freaking right.
Doesn't matter. Does not
Got
matter.
Apartments? Your mall is apartments?
You have an Eataly? You have one of three Eatalys yeah. inside of you?
Yeah. Well, that would be our governor,
Avian Noble.
So you want no ads, no chit-chat, bonus episodes. There's probably like 70 bonus episodes. You can listen to all the previous ones with no ads. And we do have a new bonus episode. I have had some medical stuff that Rebecca has had to take me to the hospital, I guess.
When we record these, I sometimes, most of the time, stumble through a lot of it. This is a tough one for me. I was really tongue-tied. And when I stumble, Jason pays the price.
Yeah.
So you can blame it on your medical stuff, but I still feel guilt every day.
Yeah. But I was out of commission for a few days. And just, you know, waiting on those results, just sitting there, refresh.
No, it's not like, you.
I was like, will my butt implant stick? Will they work? Yes or no?
Yeah. Your body will reject or accept them.
We're going to wait
to find out.
But it should be out hopefully by the time you're listening to us, listening to this. So yes, bonus episodes. And for our government end of year gifts.
Absolutely.
They're coming.
They're local to where we are. Mm. It is a little something from us to you. Thank you for being there. Thank you for upholding the law. Someone's got to do it.
We're going to send you a piece of Dodger Stadium. We just need to break in and cut a piece of Dodger Stadium or chisel a piece of...
You guys want that.
Yeah,
you guys
right?
give a shit about that, right?
Yeah, I don't know where you put it. What? You want it.
Next to your piece of the Berlin Wall, maybe?
So if you want in on any of that, head on over to our Patreon, which is patreon.com/ghosttownpod.
That's right. There's still time.
Want to get back into the LA mountains and streets and hearts of Los Angelians and probably a lot of people around the world. I saw it mentioned in my local Facebook page of the local newspaper of where I used to live in New York. It's national news.
Yeah.
It kind of brings everyone together, especially in LA. So it's really cool.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. So we're heading back about 4 miles right down the street of where we are recording this right now, where P22 made its home on the east side of Los Angeles in a 9-mile public park called Griffith Park. P22 first graced the front page of the Los Angeles Times in August of 2012, shortly after he was first discovered. In January of 2017, he landed on the front page again, this time with a Week in the Life feature story that shed insight into his movements and diet. If you're not from LA, you might know what P22 looks like from his iconic National Geographic photo, published on November 14th, 2013. The article is titled, quote, "A Cougar Ready for His Close-Up," and the photo is awesome. A profile view of P22 in the nighttime, mid-walk down a bluff in Griffith Park. P22 looks focused, enormous, staring intently down the hill at who knows what, but that's not where your eye rests. Above P22, almost mirroring the curvature of his back, is the Hollywood sign, glowing from the sky above. It is a fantastic photo. Since that photo, P22 has become an ambassador of sorts for urban wildlife, and soon everyone, at least everyone in LA, was following LA's Hollywood cat in his adventures through Griffith Park. And his life wasn't just predatory poses by the Hollywood sign. P22 P22 also had made some other pretty insane headlines. In 2014, he developed a case of mange when he was exposed to rat poison. If you want to Google the picture, many people call it P22's mugshot because, well, it looks pretty rough. But thankfully, P22 was successfully treated by the Parks Department. In 2015, P22 decided to take a vacation from the park, living for a day under the house of Jason and Paula Archinaco in Los Feliz, an affluent neighborhood at the base of the park. The city's animal control officers couldn't remove the wildcat because of its 150-pound size, so California Fish and Wildlife attempted to coax him out with a tennis ball launcher. When that didn't work, they tried beanbags. Still, P22 stayed put, finally leaving early the next morning on his own time. On March 3, 2016, Killarney, one of the Los Angeles Zoo's koalas, went missing. Down the road from its enclosure, a tuft of its hair was found. About 400 yards further, authorities found bloody marsupial parts. Figuring something big had to scale the 8-foot-high wall and carry the koala pretty far, park employees examined the park's trap cameras, surveillance devices with motion sensors, to figure out who killed Killarney. Though the attack itself wasn't recorded, they did find still photos of, you guessed it, P22 on their surveillance cameras. Quote, "He had to jump down into the enclosure and jump back out with the koala," LA Zoo director John Lewis told the Times. "It's a pretty good feat in itself. It was a pretty quick snatch." After his zoo break-in, P22 lived peacefully for years, eating raccoons and stray cats, sorry listeners, without much trouble. But 6 years later, trouble finally caught up to the rogue cougar. Ironically, and probably not surprisingly, after evading so much human technology over the years, it was a car and us humans who contributed to P22's decline. The week of December 5th, yes, just a couple weeks ago, things began to go wrong. P22 appeared haggard and agitated, creeping further and further from his home range in Griffith Park into surrounding residences. First, he attacked a neighborhood dog. Then he snatched and killed a chihuahua named Piper. Attacking dogs, according to experts, signaled that the mountain lion was in distress. On Monday, December 12th, P22 was captured by the California Department of Fish and Wildlife. Under observation, P22 was found to be very underweight and undernourished. He had a thin coat and a right eye injury mostly consistent with being hit by a car, which corroborated with an anonymous caller who reported a car accident with a mountain lion the day before. P22 was given antibiotics, fluids with vitamins, anti-inflammatories, and rest. And for 5 days, the fate of P22 was in limbo. The city waited for what actions the California Department of Fish and Wildlife would take next, but they didn't wait quietly. Some people immediately thought ecologists would euthanize P22, which, according to news outlets, was, quote, the worst-case scenario. Many thought he would be re-released into Griffith Park, his home. Still others thought he should go to a sanctuary for the rest of his life, where he would be safe. It was a huge topic of debate, with reports and updates practically on the hour. Still, community leader Maybe a Girl said on Instagram, "Leave P22 alone. Our beloved Griffith Park mountain lion P22 is recently in hot water for attacking some local pups and will be taken in for evaluation. We love him. Let's remember that we are on his turf." According to Beth Pratt, the National Wildlife Federation leader and leader of hashtag Save the Cougars campaign, "I'm having a really hard time like everyone else who cares about this cat, grappling with seeing him in distress. It's been a very emotional week. I've been in tears many times. I just wish I could magically make him better. While I'm trying to deal with my own emotions about an animal I love, it's extra difficult to process and deal with the misinformation I keep seeing, including people spreading false accusations that the agencies and myself only want to euthanize P22. This is absolutely false. Many of us have pets and know that sometimes tough decisions must be made. He is some of the best veterinarians in the country caring for him, so I hope that isn't the case here. I am really hoping his illness or injuries are not serious. If not, the agencies will really look at getting him into a sanctuary where he can live out the rest of his life. This is the option I am advocating for him." As the days went by, the future of P22 looked grim, especially knowing P22 had been hit by a car, one of the leading causes of deaths of LA area pumas. Researchers noted that 24 documented mountain lions were killed by vehicles in 2002. On December 17, 2022, a press release from the National Wildlife Federation said, quote, "Biologists and veterinarians with the California Department of Fish and Wildlife announced today that they've made the difficult decision to end P22's suffering and help him transition peacefully to the next place. I hope his future is filled with endless forests without car or road in sight, and where deer are plentiful, and I hope he finally finds the mate that his island experience denied him his entire life." It was another piece of news that had Angelenos, myself included, feeling all kinds of feelings, both for the puma and the city. Says Typerounds 1968 on Instagram, quote, "We lived in Franklin Hills for our first year in Los Angeles. Griffith Park was our nearby open space, making us neighbors to P22 for a little while. The park, huge to us, barely counted as a bedroom for this guy. Every time I imagine him crossing the 405, I'm gobsmacked all over again. What a legend." The LA Zoo on Twitter, "It's truly the end of an era in Los Angeles. The Los Angeles Zoo joins our partners in mourning the loss of this incredible Hollywood mountain lion known as P22. Said filmmaker and writer April Wolf on Twitter, "The way this city rallies around P22, if he ran for mayor, he would win, and we'd let him eat a few of us every month if he wanted. The closest thing LA has to royalty. Almost makes me understand the Windsors." Though he never had kittens, P22's legacy lives on somewhere unlikely. P22's fame helped draw support for the construction of what would be the world's biggest wildlife bridge, a $90 million project from the Santa Monica Mountains across the 101 freeway. The bridge is expected to be finished in 2025. We cover a lot of highly emotional topics on this podcast, and this one honestly really got to me. Like, I teared up while I was writing it. I had to read it a couple of times to make sure I, like, did it right without kind of breaking down.
The thing I really liked is that there's a lot of discourse online, especially about LA, and I'm keyed into a lot of that. And it's very easy to be negative about Los Angeles.
For sure.
And there's some reasons to be negative or be critical, but it's one of those times where you see a lot of people that normally argue. It's like very galvanizing, and everyone almost came to the same place to celebrate P22.
Yeah.
And because if you're an animal lover, a cat lover, or just somebody with empathy in general, and how could you be mad about it? And you don't see a lot of people going like, oh, this isn't news. Uh-huh. But it is that thing. People take their sports teams, wherever they live, but you talk about LA, their sports teams, their certain places and restaurants and landmarks, and this is people, you could find people that could argue why they don't like a certain person.
Sure.
What negative thing can you say about a big cat roaming around Los Angeles, which if I wasn't here, I'd be like, well, is that dangerous? Is that bad? And I think it's great that people can just celebrate that without any negativity, nobody arguing. I mean, I haven't looked at every single person's point of view, but I got a really good sense of, hey, we're all unified on this. And I think that's really cool. And I think it makes the world or the city or whatever a little bit smaller, which I think is great.
Totally. And I was thinking about it too, and it really does feel kind of cinematic too. It feels like a Robin Hood story, you know, we're humans, we develop this area, and there's something like so wild and kind of exciting and also kind of lonely. I think what I didn't realize too is that, P22 never found a mate. They didn't get to procreate. Sort of thing. They were this loner in these like iconic hills, just like roaming around, eating things. And it's this very specific story that feels even more specific to Los Angeles. And it feels like the end of an era. There's a documentary called The Cat That Changed America about him. And I think there's a quote that sums P22 up pretty well. It says, quote, "There are a few animals in the world which have touched the lives of so many people in the way that P22 did. Coco the gorilla, Wojtek the bear are a few. Yet P22 was a truly unique and wild animal who beat humans at their own game by living right alongside them in the very heart of Los Angeles."